And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 29th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the economist Stephen Levitt, born in St. Paul, Minnesota, 1967, who, with his co-author Stephen J. Dubner, published Freakonomics, A Rogue Economist Explores the Hidden Side of Everything. It was a bestseller in 2005. Time magazine named him to their list of 100 people who shape our world. It's the birthday of Bob Hope, the comedian born 1903 in Eltham, near London, Leslie Towns Hope. Family moved to this country when he was 4 years old. He grew up in Cleveland, got into vaudeville at the age of 10. And by 1940, he was one of the most popular comedians in America. His comedy, verbal, not physical, and he usually played unsympathetic characters that the audience could feel superior to, died in 2003, a few weeks after his 100th birthday. It's the birthday of the author G.K. Chesterton, Gilbert Keith Chesterton, born in London, 1874. He dabbled in the occult as a young man, then returned to the Church of England and converted to Catholicism later in life. He was a Christian who disagreed sharply with many people he knew, including H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, but he was so good-humored that he kept them as close friends. He was also very prolific, wrote very fast, scarcely edited what he wrote, some 80 books, fiction and criticism and literary biography and theology, poems, about 4,000 newspaper essays, created the character of Father Brown, a detective priest. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Oswald Spengler, born in Blankenberg, Germany, in 1880, who studied the history of civilizations and put forward the theory that they all undergo an organic blossoming and then a withering over the course of about 1,000 to 1,200 years. Each culture, he wrote, has its own new possibilities of self-expression which arise, ripen, decay, and never return. Best known for his book, The Decline of the West, in 1918, in which he examined six cultures, Egyptian, Chinese, Hindu, Greco-Roman, Arabic, and believed that Western civilization had already experienced its creative flowering, and that it had at most 200 more years. Here's a poem by Jane Hirschfield, In a Kitchen Where Mushrooms Were Washed. In a kitchen where mushrooms were washed, the mushroom scent lingers, as the sea must keep for a long time the scent of the whale. As a person who's once loved completely, a country once conquered does not release that stunned knowledge. They must want to be found, those strange-shaped rising morels, clownish puffballs. Lichens have served as a lampwick, clean-burning coconuts, olives, dried salmon, sheep fat, a carcass of petrol set blazing, light that is fume and abradement. Unburnable mushrooms are other. They darken the air they come into. There's the scent of having been traveled, been taken. A poem by Jane Hirschfield, In a Kitchen Where Mushrooms Were Washed, from her collection The Beauty, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.